few years ago, I was with a group of people vacationing in Italy. And one time we were in Rome, and that was summertime. And one day it was very hot, so I decided to go to a gelato shop or ice cream store in order to have a scoop of ice cream. And then while I was having ice cream, there was this, I know she is an immigrant woman who looked so poor but decent with her small boy, maybe about 3 years old. And she ordered a scoop of ice cream, maybe the most, maybe the cheapest one in that menu, and they sat in the table next to mine. And after the waiter had brought the ice cream to their table, the mother took out a little candle from her purse and put that small candle on top of this ice cream. She lit the candle and she whispered to her boy, "Buon compleanno, happy birthday." There is no balloons, no big party, no beautiful flowers, no guest. It's just in her very ordinary and simple way, there is a mother who would still celebrate the gift of this life of this little boy, who would still remember the life that is given to this little boy, her son. The world may not know. The world may not have forgotten. The family might have forgotten, but not the mother, who in her own little way celebrated the gift of life, the birthday of her little child. I am mentioning this because, of course, obviously it's Mother's Day, and our mothers are very important to all of us. All our mothers have remembered us, have celebrated our lives in the way that they took care of us and loved us, and that they nurtured our values, and that who we are today is because of the gift of motherhood that they had shared upon us. Today's solemnity of the Ascension of the Lord cannot just be taken as a historical commemoration, but it is a significant part of Easter, significant part of the story of the resurrection, because in this ascension of our Lord into heaven, he needs to go back to the Father. He needs to go away, and that it is a conclusion of his earthly ministry. It is the conclusion of his bodily presence here on earth, and yet it is the beginning of a new life for the church. The church, our mother. The church is also our mother. Though he would not be physically present, though he is not among us in a bodily way, but there is a mother who celebrates the gift of the resurrection, who remembers what the Lord had done for the entire human race. There is a mother who prolongs the mission of the Son, and that's the church. And that's we are the church. We are the ones remembering and celebrating and continuing the mission of Christ. It is in that moment before he ascended into heaven that he gave a blessing to his disciples. And it is very important for him to give his blessing to all the believers, to all those who would proclaim the good news, and to the Mother Church, Mater Ecclesiae in Latin. We are the prolongation, we are the continuation of the saving mission of Christ here on earth. Last Wednesday, there was a gathering of thousands of people at St. Mary's Church in Los Gatos for the Christian burial of our beloved Father Mark Catalana. And in his remembrances, Father from Sacred Heart Saratoga, Father Gary Thomas, mentioned in his eulogy, and I quote him saying, though Father Mark's body is dead in the eyes of the world, he begins his eternal life in communion with the Father. Though there is no more Christ that we see in a visible way, it is the beginning of our eternal life also with the Father. It is the beginning of our communion with the Father and the Son. And with the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit will come upon us. He needs to go. He needs to be with the Father in order for the Holy Spirit to come down upon all of us. And therefore, the Holy Spirit continues to be with us because we are continuing the mission of Christ. We continue the gift of Easter. We continue the blessings and the gifts of the resurrection, the way we live our lives, and the way we proclaim the message of salvation, the good news, the values of the gospel, not just to our families, but the people around us, to the community where we belong. And that's what the ascension of our Lord had brought to us. He needed to go in order for us to stand alone, to do his mission. We are gifted with the presence and the gifts of the Holy Spirit among us.